USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The details are still coming out, but Houston police confirmed that there was a stampede at the Astroworld Festival, leaving 8 victims, one as young as 14 years old, dead. Police Chief Troy Fenner says,
"And we're going to get down to the bottom of it."
The story even more bizarre as witnesses report that it all began when somebody noticed they were getting pricked by somebody with a syringe in the crowd. So needless to say, the chief says it's a criminal investigation.
That's going to involve our homicide division as well as narcotics.
A U.S. federal appeals court temporarily blocking President Biden's vaccine mandate for large companies as a 3-judge panel granted a stay today, freezing the administration's vaccine mandate for businesses with 100 workers or more. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian physician and founder of Youngevity, and I want to talk about dementias. There's at least a dozen different dementias. Doctors call all of them Alzheimer's disease because when you look at the payout list, Alzheimer's disease pays the most. So no matter which of the 12 dementias you have, they're going to call it Alzheimer's disease, and there's no law that says you can't have 2 or 3 or 5 or 8 or all 12 of the dementias. And so you have to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat brown rice, no sugar. And then I want you to take one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. That's one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. I want you to take the ultimate niacin plus one of those twice a day. Our de-stress capsules, 3 of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. Then I want you to take the ultimate daily classic tablets, 3 of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight in case you have vascular dementia. And don't forget those 3 eggs twice a day, because remember, 75% of your brain weight is cholesterol. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.